This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in Lok Sabha today. This was the 9th consecutive budget presented by her. She called her budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said this year's budget is inspired by three kartavyas of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector.
India will continue to take confident steps towards Vikasit Bharat, balancing ambition with inclusion. As a growing economy with expanding trade and capital needs, India must also remain deeply integrated with global markets, exporting more and attracting stable long-term investment.
The minister announced that BioPharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labour-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. The finance minister announced 7 high-speed rail corridors. Basic customs duty has been exempted on 17 drugs and medicines for cancer patients. Defence services have received the all-time high allocation among the ministries in this year's Union Budget. Ministry of Defence said the allocation amounting to 7.85 lakh crore rupees stands at 2% of the estimated GDP for the next financial year and shows a significant increase of over 15% over the budgetary estimates of 2025-26. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the budget strengthens the security development, self-reliance balance and it is in the best interest of the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget 2026-27 presents an ambitious roadmap to give new momentum to Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. In a video message, Mr. Modi said this year's budget will give India's Reform Express new energy and new momentum. He said the budget turns today's aspirations into reality and strengthens the foundation of India's bright future. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Nitin Gadkari, Piyush Goyal, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Annapurna Devi, Sarbanand Sonowal have hailed the Union Budget. Mr. Pradhan said the budget will give boost to education and employment creation. Home Minister Amit Shah extended heartfelt congratulations on behalf of every Indian to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the Union Budget. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today lauded the Union Budget 2026-27, calling it a youth-centric budget that advances a developed India by balancing economic growth with ecological sustainability. Mr. Yadav highlighted that the budget lays a strong foundation for realizing the vision of an environmentally sound ecological growth in a fast-growing economy. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that youth are the future leaders to whom the country looks upon. Interacting with college students from different regions of the country in New Delhi after the presentation of the Union Budget, the Finance Minister said the budget and government activities are meant to pave the way for the young leaders of the nation. In ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India defeated arch rivals Pakistan by 58 runs at Queen Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Chasing a target of 253 runs, Pakistan were bundled out for 194 in 46.2 overs. For India, Ayush Mhatre and Kiran Patel took 3 wickets each. Earlier put into bat, India were all out for 252 in 49.5 overs. Vedant Trivedi top scored 68. With this victory, India entered the semi-final and will take on Afghanistan on 4th of this month. In the other semi-final, Australia will meet England on 3rd. The winners of semi-final will meet in the summit clash on 6th of February. And that is the end of this news bulletin.